KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's cloudy and 76 degrees in Atlantic. We picked up 2/100 of an inch of precipitation early this morning. A heat advisory is in effect until 8 p.m. for Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties. And a heat advisory goes into effect at 1 o'clock this afternoon and will last until 9 this evening for Harrison, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties in southwest Iowa. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Medi-Cap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. Topping area news, a southwest Iowa man has died while serving with the Army in Afghanistan. According to family members, 25-year-old Sergeant James Skalberg, a native of Emerson in Mills County, died recently. The circumstances of his death were not revealed, and the Department of Defense has not yet confirmed his death, but it is their policy to wait 24 hours after the family has been notified. Sergeant Skalberg was a 2005 graduate of the Nishna Valley High School. He leaves behind his wife, Jessica, and an 11-month-old son. More than 145 military members with ties to Nebraska and western Iowa have died in the Afghan and Iraq wars. News time is 7:08.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medi-Cap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medi-Cap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medi-Cap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medi-Cap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medi-Cap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medi-Cap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medi-Cap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
The Iowa State Patrol says an Audubon County man suffered non-life-threatening injuries when the motorcycle he was riding locked up on him Thursday evening on Interstate 80 in Adair County. 50-year-old Dennis Comas of Exira was traveling west on I-80 in the right lane about 3 miles west of Adair when the back wheel of his 2008 Boss motorcycle locked up and stopped turning. Comas was unable to maintain control of the cycle, which turned onto its right side and then flipped onto its left before coming to rest on the right shoulder of the road. Comas, who was standing alert and talking when authorities arrived on the scene, was transported by Anita Rescue to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. That accident happened at around 5 o'clock on Thursday. 9 people, including a woman from Carroll, have been named to Iowa's new Public Information Board. The board will oversee enforcement of Iowa's open meeting and record laws, investigate alleged violations, and take claims to court if necessary. Governor Terry Branstad's office says among the 9 selected was Peggy Weidel of Carroll. The board members' terms begin on Sunday. A public hearing will be held this morning in Greenfield with regard to an ordinance which prescribed the indigent burial program in Adair County and repeals an older ordinance. The hearing will take place at 9:30 during a hearing of the Adair County Board of Supervisors, which begins at 9 a.m. Following the hearing, the board will consider the second and third readings and act on the resolution approving Ordinance 3B. In other business, the Adair supervisors will hear from the VA commissioner with regard to commissioner appointments, discuss the courtyard use permit, hear from the Adair County Auditor with regard to an office closing for election training, bids for computer server, and an update on backup and information technology services. They'll also hear from Sheriff Brad Newton about a civil clerk's position, the jailer dispatcher new hire, and longevity increase. They'll receive a report from the County Conservation Board and act on approving a snowplow truck purchase, rock contract, the use of farm-to-market funds for road rock, and other secondary road department matters. And the Cass County Board of Supervisors will meet this morning at the courthouse here in Atlantic. On the agenda for their 9 a.m. session is action on a resolution to approve the appointment of a deputy county attorney to serve during the county attorney's absence or in a case where there's a conflict of interest, approving a fireworks display permit. The Cass supervisors will also appoint a Veterans Affairs Commissioner to a 3-year term, which begins July the 1st. They're expected to hear an update from Cass County Public Safety Commission Chair Steve Livengood on the possible relocation of the Communications Center and a report on recent personnel changes at the Iowa Department of Public Safety, along with an end-of-fiscal-year expense appropriation review and possible amendment. The board will also hear from Bob and Nella Seibert, who are the new owners of the Medevac Ambulance Service. Cass County Sheriff's Office on Thursday released a report on arrests made over the past week. Among them on Wednesday was 51-year-old Jeffrey Charles Dory of Anita, who was arrested on a charge of driving while barred. Dory was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he was released Thursday on $2,000 bond. On Tuesday, 23-year-old Cassandra Rose Mesa of Atlantic was arrested on a district court warrant for theft in the fifth degree or writing bad checks. Mesa was taken to the Cass County Jail and pled guilty the next day and was released. News time is 7:12.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner. And we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In the funeral announcements, Kay Laverne Hamlin, age 72 of Atlantic, died last Friday at the Exira Care Center. Memorial services for Kay Hamlin will be held this morning at 8:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Michelle Olson, age 56 of Manila, died Monday at the Crawford County Hospital. Funeral services for Michelle Olson will be held this morning at 10:30 at the United Presbyterian Church in Denison. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Beulah Scow, age 92, formerly of Marnie, died Tuesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Beulah Scow will be this morning at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ina Evelyn Carroll, age 95 of Jewel, died Wednesday in Ames. Funeral services for Ina Carroll will be today at 1:30 at the Grace Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Sylvia May, age 88 of Cumberland, died Tuesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Memorial services for Sylvia May will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Atlantic Gospel Chapel. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Elsie Onken, age 96 of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Elsie Onken will be tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Delbert Gaines, age 74 of Omaha and formerly of Atlantic, died June the 4th in Omaha. Funeral services for Delbert Gaines will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Lloyd Schroeder, age 85 of Atlantic, died May the 23rd at CCMH. A memorial service for Lloyd Schroeder will be Saturday from 11 a.m. until noon at the Marnie Methodist Church. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. And Joyce Lewis, age 75 of Panora, died June 25th in Florida. A funeral service for Joyce Lewis will be on Monday at 10 a.m. at the St. Cecilia Catholic Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Our news was brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.